If you hear that laughing in the background, that's my guess. But don't forget to subscribe to Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. The links are right below in the description box. You should already know this. Also, for all $100, I promote whatever you need on my social medias and my website. That's my Twitter, Facebook, Insta Stories, YouTube community, and my website, www.doggydiamondstv.com. Hit me up on Instagram and Doggy Diamonds for your promo. Serious inquiries only. Must be Cash App ready, though. Also, if you're not getting the notifications, you're like, yo, I missed the video. That is now your fault, because I made sure that I had a way that you can get the videos, but you got to go to www.theinterviewking.com. Sign up for the email list. The content is going to come right to your email without a doubt. So let me start the damn show. I don't even know how to start the damn show. This girl got me fussed. All right. What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamond. So this is special to me because, you know, most of the time it'd be a little testosterone-y and I interview a lot of men. But tonight I'm going to interview. Hold on. Let me just put her on the screen and we go from there. Introduce yourself to my audience.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Billy B from Brooklyn, East New York. Damn. The number one rapper in Brooklyn right now. Yeah.
I'm not coming to East New York under no circumstances.
Why not? We cool down here.
I've been to the East before. Come on, I'm from Brooklyn too. I'm from the Star. So
okay. Wait, where you from?
From the Star.
Okay.
Yeah, from the Star. So, you know. So you grew born and raised in the East?
Yeah, Cypress Hills Projects.
Oh shit. Cypress. No, so you know, how much of that, your upbringing, shaped you as an artist?
100%. Like, my family, well, let me say this. Growing up in the projects, it just felt like a sense of community. Like, my friends were all there. Everybody lived in the house together. So, I loved it. I didn't realize like we were in poverty or anything until I got older and I started to see other people living a little different. But my mom made sure that I had everything that I needed. I always looked good. I always had, you know, I went to private school all the way up to 10th grade. So I didn't really notice like, you know, the struggle.
The piss in the elevator? You didn't notice the piss in the elevator?
I mean, you know, you go down the staircase. You just skip over that.
Reason why I'm asking you that, because we normalize it. Like, it just, like, the elevator broke, just go up the stairs, and you got a bike, yo, let me take it 2 flights, and you grab the bat. Like, we make do in the projects, but once you leave the project, you start saying, yo, I was living fucked up. You didn't even really realize it. But it is a sense of community there, though.
Yeah, but it is. It's a sense of community. Like, you can just go downstairs, knock on your friend's door, go play. I liked it that because I was the only child for like a long time. My mom had my sister when I was like 16 or something. So I was the only child for a long time. So having all my cousins and my friends all there, that was the best thing to me. But I was like well protected in the projects because my uncles, my dad, they were all like known. So people was just used to look out for me and just be like, all right, you know, don't mess with her. Make sure she good. Blah, blah, blah. So I just felt like a princess. Like,
so I'm gonna ask you a Cypress Hill question. What was on your terrace?
We don't have no terrace in Cypress.
What I'm thinking about, Pink's?
Yeah, you think about Fairfield or Pink House.
Hold up. Yeah, I'm thinking.
No, Pink Houses don't have. No, I think you're talking about Plaza. Plaza have terrace. Didn't and Fairfield.
Y'all don't got terraces?
No.
Don't take my Brooklyn card. I was born and raised in Brooklyn, but I could have. That's not Cypress. I be passing. Mm-mm. Off the conduit. That's not Cypress.
Nah.
Yo. See if you're wrong. No, but if you don't got a terrace, you know if you had a terrace or not.
Yeah, I don't have a terrace. Anyway, my family's still in Cypress to this day. Got it.
So, Murder moved to Cypress, right?
Uncle Murder.
Yeah.
He be in Cypress. He cool with a lot of people in Cypress. But I think he's from Pink Houses.
No, he's from the Pink Houses, but you don't remember. Well, you probably a little young. He used to be like, fuck the Pink Houses. He used to rep Cypress after a while. You don't remember that? He's, well, you
yeah, nah, I don't remember that.
Okay, so being a see, what do you consider yourself? Are you a female artist?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I got to ask you, because, you know, it's just, the world is a little different. So I ain't want to call you.
Yeah, I know. They are very sensitive.
Yeah, I ain't want to call you no female. Like, and you'd be like, I'm just an artist. Not so. What do you, you're female. I'm glad that you embrace being a female artist.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, I understand that the terminology and all of that is real, it gets real deep these days, but not I'm with female.
Me. Yeah, not with me. I'm glad to call you a female. Congratulations that you embrace your femaleality. You know what I'm saying? So, you being from Brooklyn, you know you got some shoes to fill from Brooklyn. You already know who the two queens is. How tough is that?
It's not tough at all, honestly. Like, I respect them. I pay homage. But I like to just do what I do.
Okay.
Like, I just do me. And I feel like that's the best way to go about it. Because you don't think too hard. Don't copy nobody. Just stay authentic and just do what you do. But definitely make sure that you bring in that, because the city is on my back. You know, I got to make sure I represent properly. But I don't get caught up in it. I'm confident in what I do. So I just do my thing and just make it happen.
I do think it's unfair that every female rapper that come from Brooklyn is going to get pushed Kim or Foxy way. That is unfair because, you know, because they were the first two, but rather fact, MC Light was before them, truthfully, but they were so different from Light. So if you have a little sex appeal or you say something a little raunchy or whatever, it's like, oh, she like Kim or Foxy. I don't really like that too much. I think that's not fair.
I mean, I think it's great to be compared to them because they were great. And until somebody come through and knock them out the box, then that's just what it's going to be, you know? Like, it's just what it is. So that's just the goal, I think, that the females coming behind. It's like, if you don't want to be compared to them, show the world why you're different and show them why you above. But until that, they're going
to
keep on.
But you understand what I'm saying? The men get to be men. We don't say like, oh, you like Biggie. You like, you. If you. When you're a female, you automatically get put in this category, Kim or Foxy. Like, and then we start asking y'all, Kim or Foxy. And then whatever you say will haunt your career. You know that, right? Because both of them are sensitive as shit. No,
that is a big fact.
Of them are sensitive as shit. So if you say one or the other, they will never. So Billy B, take my advice. I know both of them personally. If anybody asks you Kim or Foxy, do not choose any of them. Just say both of them. I love both of them. Don't do it because it's a setup.
I don't choose when people come up and ask about any of the girls. I don't choose. I don't like to get in between it because it really causes a division once you pick any side. And then it's like, once you pick a side, you gotta stay there because the fan base is gonna come for that ass.
They do. Yeah,
so I like to just mind my business, you know. I have my who I would choose or whatever case.
But yeah, your personal faith. Just don't make it public. Make it, keep it private. So what did you grow up listening to? Like, what era are you from in your music?
Well, my brothers and my mom had a big influence on my the music that I grew up listening to. Mm-hmm. My brothers were big Jadakiss, Styles P, and Dipset fans.
Okay.
And then my mother was a big R&B, Mary, Angie Stone, NDIRE, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So both of those is what I grew up on, like, every day in my house. My brothers used to come rapping Cameron to me, like, it was, so I kind of, all of that kind of rubbed off of me, and those are really both avenues. Like, some days I wake up on Dipset timing, and then some days I wake up on Mary J. Like, it just depends on how my day is going.
When did you realize you had a skill?
I honestly didn't realize. I started remixing songs that I like. So, like, Cookies and Apple Juice was one of the first songs I remixed.
That wasn't that long ago. What was her name? Bird Lady in Cameron. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got a different name though. Yeah.
So I remixed that, and when I had started spitting it to my friends, and they was like, oh, you rap. And I'm like, I don't fucking rap. Like, I just remixed. I want to hear, I want to say stuff. I want to put the words that I want to hear into it. And I just kept it going. I really didn't realize that I had a real talent with writing and stuff until I got arrested this one time. And I was like, while I'm going through my case and everything, I'm like, yo, you playing around in these streets and you got a whole talent. Like, people actually look at you like a rapper and you out here doing all this other shit when you could just be rapping to, you know, to get what you want, get the money or get whatever it is that you want. And that's when it really clicked to me. Like, okay, I got a talent. I need to, like, you know, use it.
What was your first rap? You remember it?
It was.
If it was trash.
What mean the world to you? Because money mean the world to me. I make it shine like the third degree. And word to me. A nigga never seen a bad bitch, but nigga never heard of me.
That ain't your first rap.
That was my first one that I wrote. Like, well, Cookies and Apple Juice was the first, but I never put that out. But What Means the World to Me, I remixed that. And
I'm about to say, that's the Kima chick, whatever her name was, but I love that too.
I told you, I had a big Dipset influence.
I'm about the Dipset was got you bad. You know what I'm saying? Free Male Murder. But I'm just saying, all right, yeah, the Dipset got you bad. Billy B, what does your name mean? Where does it come from?
Well, I was in a rap group with like five other girls. And we all had Billy names, like, because it was like a joke in our like neighborhood or whatever. All these guys was calling themselves Billy Gang. But that was associated to some blood shit, but we wasn't really like thinking about it like that. Mm-hmm. But we was like, we started calling ourselves Billies, and we was like, yeah, we gonna call ourselves Billies, and when we come out rapping, everybody gonna think we boys, but then we gonna pop out and we gonna be, you know, baddies, and they mm-hmm. gonna be like, oh shit, shock value. So they all stopped rapping, and I kept rapping. I just kept the name.
So did they stop, or why did they stop?
It was a joke. Like we used to just link up and smoke in my homegirl basement and write raps and shit. And none of them really took it serious. One of my homegirls, the one who basically used to smoke, and her brother used to be like, yo, y'all need to take this serious. Like, y'all really could form something and really take this serious. And none of them took it serious. And I did. And I just kept going with it.
So you on a big record right now. How did that come about? First of all, tell them the record that you're on and how did that come about?
Don't play with it. Featuring Lola. Well, Lola Brooke featuring me. Lola did the song already. She made a promo video to it. And she hit me up. And she was like, yo, I got a song. Well, backstory, Ben was like following each other. Like, you know, I was living in LA at the time when she was like buzzing in the city. So we would be like, you know, liking each other pictures and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And people would always be like, yo, I want you and Lola to get on the track. But we just never did it. So when she hit me up and she was like, yo, I got this song that I think you'd be dope on. I was like, oh yeah, like this is long overdue. Like, send it to me. And she sent me the little promo clip that she made. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yeah, that's a no-brainer. Like, let's do it. Send me the open. She sent me the open verse, and then I sent it back to her in like 3 days, and then the rest was history.
See, I did visuals, everything.
Yeah, we did the video. The video, we was actually supposed to do a different video. Like, we had a whole bunch of other things planned out for the video, but it just didn't happen that way. So we was just like, fuck it, we gonna improvise and just make do with what we got. And it ended up, we at what, 16 million views right now? So, shit, that was God.
And you're repping my, I'm Brooklyn biased, everybody know that. So, it is what it is. So, coming into this industry, you know, as an artist, what is some of the biggest misconceptions that you realize so far?
People just feel like female artists are so hard to work with, that they try to use, like, their like sex.
That box.
People feel like we try to use like sex appeal and all of that to get the things that we want. They think that women aren't hardworking and stuff like that. Like, those are the main things. They feel like girls are just bitchy and just a headache. And I kind of have to work a little harder because of those things, because off rip, people are like,
yeah,
you know. So, but it's not nothing to me, honestly. But those are a lot of things that people just, they automatically just be like, I know you hard to work with. I know you be late. I know you be this. I know you do
you
this.
You need your nails did. Like, you need your hair did. I already know. Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, I do need all of that, but yeah. I'm going to get it done.
Yeah. What was the most shocking person you met so far that you was like, oh, shit, this is such and such?
Recently, who have I met recently? I met French Montana the other day, but the one person that I met that was like, I was shocked was when I was in Atlanta when I had first met Uzi. Mm. And I wasn't shocked, like starstruck, but I didn't know what room I was walking into. So when I walked into the session and he was there, I was like, oh shit. And this is when he was like, when his first album dropped and he mm-hmm. was like big. And I'm like, oh shit. And then in that same session, Young Thug opened the door and like came in and was like, yo, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm really
I'm in the mix. Yeah, I'm in the mix. You already know I'm really mixy right now. Like what's going on? You ever been intimidated? Was there ever a time that you was like, this ain't for me?
Oh yeah, plenty of times.
Cause I want you to explain to artists that it's natural sometimes to have the feeling like, I want to quit.
Yeah. See, my thing is, I'm a Taurus. I don't know if y'all know much about Taurus people. We are dramatic. Like, I'm super dramatic. So there'd be times where something so small will go wrong. And I'm like, this is why I'm not going to get a job. This shit is not it. Like, so it's been plenty of times that I felt like, all right, I'm done with this shit, but I could never bring myself to tell my fans and people that supported me and people that was rooting for me that I'm going to quit, you know? And just me knowing that it was bigger than me, like there's people that really argue in barbershops and, you know, there's people that really go hard for me, that just always kept me motivated. Like, all right, you got to keep going because you can't let these people down. Like, you got to keep going.
Tough question. Now, before you answer this, okay, be mindful when I'm asking you. You ready? Are you ready? Do you got a boyfriend?
I'm not ready, but let's go.
You got a boyfriend?
Yeah. Yo, this is the toughest question. Yes, I do.
Okay. That is a hard question because you could have been like, no, and somebody just sitting there punching the air right now. Like, you she told me we was good. So, yeah, I got to ask you.
No, listen, ladies, I feel like this is something big for the ladies. Like, if you have not every man is able to deal with what comes with being an artist. That's why I'm asking you that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not every guy is able to deal with what comes with being an artist. You have to make sure that you're with somebody that's secure, somebody that's supportive, somebody that sees the vision just as much you see it, because when you have a person that's with you, that could keep you out of a lot of dangerous situations in this industry, because there's a lot of people that's dangerous, you know? Mm-hmm. So if people know, like, she got somebody there with her, it's less bullshit and more business, like, you know?
I felt like Nicki did that for a while till she kicked Safari off. Because Safari was always there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to do her camera work. So he was always there. I knew them for a long time until she was like.
Yeah, no. Safari was definitely there. And just having that male presence there, people will think twice about playing with you, you know?
Got you.
Will it hinder some things? Yeah, because some guys, they don't want that. They be like, I want to deal with you. I don't want him sitting
well,
up there looking
at
me.
It's kind of difficult when you might collab with a dude that raps about fucking dudes, girls. So you just like, yo, y'all never gonna be in the studio by yourself. You're not going to no after parties. The session is the session. The video shoot is the video shoot. But I'm gonna be front and center on everything. And that's that. So, yeah. So, but I'm happy. You know, I'm happy that you could find somebody now, because later on, you don't know what they want you for. You know,
that's a fact.
You don't really know what they want you for. And then especially somebody who's going to pour into you early, you know, and y'all could go through it together. So collaborations, who else you want to work with?
Oh my God, I have a laundry list. I want to work with Chief Keef, Lil Uzi, SZA, Summer Walker, Missy Elliott, Justin Timberlake, Ludacris, Pusha T. It's damn. I can't even think of no more.
What the hell would you do with Chief Keef?
Chief Keef, we gonna make some gay shit.
You know what it is? I feel like he doesn't actively do music like that. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what makes it better. So now, if we did collab, he has a strong fan base. Like,
actual
fact. Really strong.
Yeah, actual fact.
So if his fan base see like, oh shit, he fuck with her, and the song is dope. They gonna just be happy to get some new music from him, period.
Yeah.
So that's just gonna make it even better.
So we have titles and labels on artists and type of artists. What if somebody called you a drill rapper? Are they correct?
I'm honestly not offended about nothing. As long as you know that I'm here and I'm a rapper. As long as you calling me a rapper,
yeah.
I don't care. You can call me a country or a rapper, whatever the hell. Like, I'm not big on that type of stuff. I feel like everybody has their opinions. sometimes people just want a conversation out of you. That's why they get to saying stuff just to ruffle your feathers. But I don't know. As long as I'm in the race, I don't really care what you label me as. Just don't disrespect me. Yeah.
Production. What do you look for in production? Like, what type of music motivates you? Because you're saying coming from Dipset, I know that soul samples, that's a lot of stuff. But then if you're dealing with Mary, that's still R&B, NDIRE and all that. That says, so what motivates you musically? Like, what type of music do you hear that make you pick up the pen and write?
Honestly, it depends on my mood.
Okay.
It depends on my mood. Some days I could write a whole song in 5 minutes because I'm in that mood. And then some days I could take 12 hours just to get through one verse. So it really just all depends on my mood and it just depends on my mood. Cause my mood is going to match what I want to hear and what I want to let out. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I'm very big on just the mood and like the environment and stuff like that. That's really how I go. I'm very versatile. I listen to all type of music. I'm always listening for like new sounds, new flows, new cadences, just something new, like just to keep it fresh and keep people on their toes. Cause I feel like there's so much music out right now that it's a little oversaturated. And sometimes people know the next word you about to say or know the next flow you about to use just because they listen to it's so much music. So I just like to be new and fresh with sounds and everything. Like, I love it.
So do you have any music out there that of your own?
Yeah, I have a single out right now, Break. Okay. And I have a bunch of singles that I dropped before, Don't Play With It, that are out on all streaming platforms. Y'all can check it out.
And your social media is what?
My social media is THC Billy B on everything. THCBILLYB. The only thing that's different is TikTok. My TikTok is THC Billy Blue.
The fuck is Billy Blue?
The B stands for blue.
The B stands for blue. So you know you all the way confusing because you saying Billy, we thinking non-Trey, and then you say blue. What are we doing?
Get straight.
Now I'm just saying I'm just thinking about Brooklyn. You know, when you hear Billy, we think of.
Nah, when people go back and do their groups, they gonna know exactly.
Got you. No. And for the record, NYPD, this is no gang affiliation going on here.
You know? Yes, no affiliation. Yeah,
there's no affiliations. You might know them, but we don't be with them in the spots where the spots and you know that's it. Because you know, when they on you, woo! You did any shows?
Oh no, I got a taste of that early on in my career.
I'm about to tell you.
Hip Hop Police shut down a lot of my shows. They used to ransack my car after video shoots. I went through it. I went through the wrath with that.
Where
I don't want no problems with y'all no more.
Yeah. She's not affiliated with anything. She just does music.
I've turned a new leaf.
I'm
a God-fearing woman.
Yeah. How difficult is it in New York though? Because there's a stigma that New York artists don't really make it, and a lot of the OGs in New York do not help y'all. What do you want to say to that?
I mean, that's the truth. That's the truth. Just like even today, like I'll be looking at a lot of artists that are lit in New York don't get the same treatment as out of town artists. Like just the whole rollout, the everything, like out of town artists be getting that overnight celebrity kind of thing. And New York is like, you get on,
keep grinding. Keep grinding.
Still gotta do.
I don't like that shit.
It be so much. I don't know if it's the politics or if it's just, you know, the typical New York demeanor that holds it back. But I wish that it could change, honestly. That's one thing that I used to voice that a lot. Like, I used to be like, ask everybody. Because it was like, yo, I've seen, like, people who are in position that could really open the doors for artists and stuff from New York just turn their heads to them and go pick up somebody. It. Yeah, and go pick up a whack person from another state and bring them, walk them through the door, sit them in front of the presidents of this. And it's like, wait, I'm confused. You live up the block from me. Like, and you tell me, oh, yeah, you good. But then you go all the way to damn Wyoming and go get the girls over there and bring, like, it's crazy. Like, so I've seen that with my own two eyes, so. It just be disgusting, really.
Reason why I said that, because I just did a show a few days ago, and I said the New York OGs failed the New York future stars, because I'm watching Moneybagg Yo, I'm watching Kodak Black, I'm watching NBA Youngboy, I'm watching Yo Gotti go right in their town where they from, putting a chain on somebody's neck, putting money in their pocket, and putting their music out. And I'm like, who the fuck is doing that in New York?
Nobody.
And you got dudes, you know, once you start getting gray all in your beard and gray in your sideburns, you gotta pass the torch. Now, if you want to still be an artist, fine, but you have to help. And there's a lot of young talent in our city that get overlooked, or if the people want to work with them, they want to do them bad. You know, and I said, NBA Youngboy is a kid. Kodak Black is kids, and they putting on other people. Dirk, they putting on people, but we got all this New York this and New York. I'm like, where the hell is, where's the new talent? Where's the next Nas? Where's the next Jay? They're there, but they're not being helped. So I spoke for, you ain't got to say nothing. They let them blame me for everything. But I feel y'all pain. I don't think it's fair. And I don't like the fact that when you get lit, here they want to come, but they more so want to ride your wave opposed
that's
to...
That's what I was about to say.
Go ahead. Let
you talk. Their idea of helping is, oh, that song is hot, I'm going to jump on it too. And we, like... Because then they outshine the artist and then they just take it for themselves. And then you never hear from that person again. And like, dang, what happened?
So do you have a YouTube? Do you have your own YouTube?
Yes.
What is your YouTube?
My YouTube is it THC Billy B?
Once you put
in my name on in YouTube, Billy B, it'll pop up. I believe it's THC Billy B. I haven't checked it.
Do me a favor, artist advice from me to you, control your YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
No, listen, your YouTube is your YouTube. Do not.
No, the reason why I don't know is because I had a long, you know, YouTube don't let you change your name for like a long time. I wasn't able to change it. I had it a long time ago. My YouTube was THC Billy Badass, but I was trying to change it for the longest to THC Billy B, but I think it consolidated already, but I don't know what it comes up as.
Yeah, just control all your stuff, because that YouTube be that bag too.
Yeah.
That YouTube make you some good. Because remember, even people like NBA Youngboy, he's getting like 75 million views a month. If I tell you what that is financially, you probably fall out on that couch right now. Seriously. Because I tell you this, 1 million views is from $8,000 to $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So if dude getting 75 a month, you do the math. That don't even count publishing or nothing. That's just YouTube. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say, if you got your YouTube, control it, because they gonna be like, when they sign you, they're gonna be like, what's your YouTube? We need your YouTube. No, you can't get the YouTube, you know. You can't get the YouTube. Control the job. So are you on Twitter as well?
Yes, I'm on Twitter. TAC Billy B.
They got a TAC Billy B. We're gonna make sure the link is in the description box. Make sure you follow her on all social media. Listen, I'm happy because I already know in like a few months you're gonna have this big, gigantic situation. Hopefully, no, for real, because it is what it is, because some people are stars. You can just see it. You can just hear it. And it's easy to see and hear if you got eyes. And people need to stop overlooking people. And I'm rooting for Brooklyn at all times. So whether you're in East New York, Canarsie, I don't give a damn if you all the way in Williamsburg or North 4th Street. You know what I'm saying? Because that ain't...
The Bay Ridge.
Yeah, because I don't like... They be shooting videos in Williamsburg somewhere. Be like, yeah, we was in Brooklyn. No, you wasn't. You was in North 4th. That ain't Brooklyn. Go to a project somewhere. So, but I want to thank you for coming through. As you release more music, please. And even if you're not releasing music, you got some shit you want to get off your chest, make sure you come through. My platform is open for you at any given time, man. And I thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you for having me.
All right. So this is Billy B, y'all. Make sure you Google the name. Just put it in. She's on the Don't Play With It remix.
Not the remix. I'm on the original.
No. But wasn't it, you said it was supposed to say remix?
No. It's the original song is me featuring, it's Lola featuring me. That's the original song.
All right. Reason why I said the remix, because...
Remix might be coming, Jim.
She got the best verse.
So, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got the best verse. So, but I'm happy. Maybe we're going to see you at Flex next. You know what I'm saying? Flex, the fuck? What we doing? You know what I'm saying? Let's open this New York thing up. Everybody talking Jack in New York. Well, y'all got the artists. Start sending them through. Y'all got some ladies coming through. And I'm gonna be real. Ladies been giving up harder than some of the dudes.
That's a fact.
So let's stop playing. But I thank you for joining me today. I'm gonna sign you out. I appreciate you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Right, yes, y'all. So that was Billie B. Make sure y'all follow her on everything. Make sure you stay in contact. You know, we got some artists coming out of New York City, all around the world. We got to start showing them love. It start with love and support, and that starts with you. Yeah, we could push the DJs to do whatever. We could push the websites to do whatever. We could push all that, but it really, really starts with you. With that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you hit the bell. I'm out of here. Peace.